With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Senior U.S. and Chinese negotiators announced a framework for getting their trade negotiations back on track after a series of disputes arose and threatened to derail the talks. The announcement was made by both sides and came at the end of 2 days of talks in London that wrapped up late on Tuesday. The meetings appeared to focus on finding a way to resolve disputes over mineral and technology exports that had shaken a fragile truce on trade reached in Geneva last month. Reports say it's not clear yet if they made any significant progress on the more fundamental differences over China's sizable trade surplus with the U.S. First, we had to get some of the negativity out, and now we can move forward, said Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick after the meetings concluded. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping also spoke on the phone to calm those tensions. According to the recent data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, U.S. sales of combines and tractors dropped in all categories during the month of May. Total agricultural tractor sales were down 12%, and combine sales were 21% lower compared to May of 2024. This continued slump of U.S. tractor and combine sales reflects broader challenges in the ag economy, that coming from Kurt Blades, the senior vice president of AEM. High interest rates, global trade uncertainty, and increased input prices are causing farmers to delay major equipment purchases. The biggest drop came in four-wheel drive tractor sales, which fell 39% from May of a year ago to May of 2025. Self-propelled combine sales sank 21% over the same period. Canadian combine sales rose by 16% in May compared to May of 2024, while sales of four-wheel drive tractors jumped 35% year-to-date. We're very encouraged by the strong performance in the Canadian market and remain hopeful, Blades added. A court ruling determined that agricultural equipment manufacturer John Deere must face a lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission, which accuses the company of forcing farmers to use its authorized dealer network. A judge ruled that drove up farmers' costs for repairs and parts. A U.S. District Court judge in Rockford, Illinois, rejected Deere's effort for now to end the lawsuit, which was filed at the end of President Joe Biden's administration in January. The suit alleges John Deere is violating federal antitrust law by controlling too tightly where and how farmers can get their equipment repaired, allowing the company to charge artificially higher prices, the report says. The FTC was joined in its lawsuits by Michigan, Wisconsin, and three other states. Right to repair advocates say the digitization of agriculture equipment with its various computers has made self-repair almost impossible, forcing farmers to depend on the manufacturer. Livestock producers at the National Swine Registry's exposition in Indianapolis got their first look at a new social media platform built for them called StockLink. It's the first social media app created by livestock producers for livestock producers. StockLink was founded by livestock producers Chris and Caitlin Hofschulte after Facebook unexpectedly shut down their show pig business page in 2019, wiping out years of audience building and customer relationships. They soon found out they weren't alone. Breeders and farmers across the country were being censored or losing access to their communities due to Facebook's policies prohibiting the sale of animals, especially live ones. We built StockLink so that people can peacefully promote their businesses without worrying about platforms like Facebook shutting them down, said Caitlin Hofschulte. It's a safe spot for all of us to buy and sell livestock and genetics without interruption. For more information, you can visit them online at StockLinkApp.com. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.